silence all over downtown, where community celebrations shall be aroused. I walk the sterile gardens, life is a pause.
Here it is.
No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town? Hey! No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town?
I guess you can't expect much from the hometown. Well, I don't know if you can even call it your own. When they don't want you to get near excitement, and in protest of that, you just stay home.
Here it is now.
Yeah! No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town? Yeah! Hey! No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town?
Intersection of all dimensions, where I was stopping by just for a drink, I meet a brother from Tribal Connection, and together we begin to sing.
We're gonna turn frustration into inspiration.
Whatever demons are there, we're gonna set them free.
Such is the method of Tribal Connection,
of our fun-loving restless grief.
I wanna walk this earth like it is mine, and so is everyone in our fun-loving tribe. Come on, man, is that real? So much to ask from all these goddamn Nazi feodals. But I'm gonna take it to community, 'cause I want everyone to see there never was any conspiracy, and we are all here simply to say. Music should be coming out of every car. There is a silence all over downtown. Only the intersection semi-alive. Outskirts are sedate. Me gone.
Welcome to the Anarchist Radio Vienna. Today's show is about the very recent wave of repression in Poland. We conducted an interview with a comrade from Poland who's part of the solidarity group of the three imprisoned anarchists on May 23rd in Warsaw. First of all, we are going to hear a short overview about the happenings.
On the morning of 23rd of May, we learned that three of our anarchist comrades were arrested by police, and police claims that they were arrested in the during attempt of setting police cars on fire on one of the Warsaw police stations. Later on we learned that they have been questioned brutally by the police, and that they went for the court decided that they are going to be imprisoned for firstly for 3 months, and then it was prolonged for another 3 months, and we were expecting that they would spend time in jail until the trial, but last week we found that one of the judges decided that they can be released on bail of 60,000 zloty, and this bail was collected. So for today, all of the three imprisoned anarchists are free, but they are still facing the upcoming trial when the police and prosecution finishes their proceedings.
Unfortunately, it's common practice of the police to arrest people if police cars are set on fire. Just in this case, things were a little bit different.
Speaking of the supposed arson, we know only the police version because there was no one else there except the arrested people and the police. The police claims they were arrested when they were trying to set police cars on fire or cause explosion, which is another version they are switching between. But the obvious fact is that this arson or explosion never took place because none of the police cars was damaged and so on. So the action they are arrested for didn't actually take place, but still the prosecution treats them as they already did something very dangerous.
Not only the allegedly arson never took place, the arrested three were treated during the interrogations and the whole time in prison in a very cruel way. They spent all the 3.5 months in solitary confinement in cells, which are in Poland called Type N.
Concerning the treatment of the arrested three, they were treated like terrorists from the very beginning, starting with the police treatment in the police station during the first hearings, where they were physically tortured by the police using electric tasers and regular beating to make them speak. After that, the judge decided to put them in under arrest, which is not a regular proceeding concerning they are only accused of arson. But the judge decided that they have to be arrested until the trial, and that moreover not only they should be in jail, but also they should be in isolation in the what's called in Polish system N type of cell, N status, which comes from niebezpieczny, dangerous, then very dangerous prisoner. And this cell means total isolation from other prisoners. The only people you are meeting are prison guards and lawyers. 23 hours of a day you are on your own, only being watched by police cameras, and 1 hour a day you have right to walk outside of your cell, but also still not meeting other prisoners. And these cells are also rather small, and you have to apply for essentially anything, like additional socks, newspaper, radio, TV, and this can be or cannot be granted to you depending on prison guards. Also, they had very limited contact with the outside world. For the first month, they didn't receive any letters. Later on, their letters were strictly under strict censorship, and also a lot of them didn't get through the prosecutor's office and were just held without any explanation. They had a right to see lawyer, but not from the very first days of them being arrested. And also, after some time, they had a right to meet with their families, but only through the plexiglass and phone, and very, very rarely. So this type of imprisonment is actually considered white torture, because it has very bad psychological influence on a person that's isolated like this for a longer time. And up to now, they spent 4 months like that in this special cells. It is also worth to notice that generally these cells are for the top dangerous criminals in a prison. So a person that is just accused of one murder won't necessarily go there from the beginning. It's like mafia leaders or serial killers and so on. And prosecution shows that they are as dangerous as those people from the point of view of state.
The prisoners were even punished for the solidarity movement, which was taking place outside of the prison.
A few weeks after they've been put in jail, the solidarity group organized a rally outside of the prison to show the support for the arrested three and remind them that they are not alone. And this rally gathered some media attention, and some people also showed up from Warsaw. And the reaction of the prison authorities was to transfer them to Radom, another town in Poland, 70 kilometers south of Warsaw, which of course made it harder for the local community here to show the support, made it also harder for them to meet with the families, because all the arranged meetings had to be cancelled and rearranged again through the prosecution. Also, anytime you're in jail and you get transferred, it is a sort of repression, because you get used to some conditions, you try to set yourself somehow, and being moved makes it harder to get used to new place. But yeah, they were transferred to Radom, which made the meeting with lawyers and with families harder. After this arrest, one could see the big police and services, secret services, attention on the anarchist movement, especially on the Warsaw community, which included riding or trying to ride autonomous spaces in Warsaw, and also a police ride in Via Podlaska on a squad. It also included questioning a lot of people, trying to question them on the street, walking after them, observing places that are important for the anarchist movement, and all this sort of like intelligence actions taken by the police. Also, one person that started a Facebook page mocking this police version, making laugh of this of the published material, that was called "We All Have Two Bottles and a Cardboard," where people were posting funny pictures of the pseudo bombs they built DIY. This person, who was clearly making a joke, was also, his house was also raided by the police, searched by the police, his computer was taken and by the police, never given back. And this person is accused of promoting terrorism. This happened in Krakow, and it only showed how this anti-terrorist frenzy quickly oscillates between being scary and funny, sometimes at the in the same action. So generally one could see that the police is very, very proactive. Also in the last days when the tree was released, again the secret police was trying to infiltrate certain autonomous spaces in Warsaw. A lot of police in going civilian cars and civilian clothing were seen around important places and following people. But also in a broader perspective, also before this arrest, you could see this wave rising when the police smashed a demonstration, attacked people coming back from the demonstration in Poznań in solidarity with another imprisoned anarchist, Łukasz Bukowski. And also earlier this year and the fall of the last year, there was a lot, there were some incidents with Secret Service sniffing around anti-fascist circles, trying to scare single mother connected with the movement. So all these repressions are constantly around, and we have to keep in mind that this case is not the first and might not be the last in this whole process.
This sounds like a quite harsh police and juridical line of action. Since the overtake of the so-called party Law and Justice, the situation in Poland is slipping more and more into a nationalist conservative line, which one could call fascist. Whatsoever, in general, a phenomena we can observe in whole Europe.
Yeah, in general, in a recent year, the conservative party came to power after 8 years of conservative liberal party ruling. Now the conservative nationalist party came to power. The currently ruling party is called Peace in Polish, Law and Justice, which seems funny considering that they are breaking all sorts of human rights and European standards of legality. And generally the turn is towards more and more authoritarian model of the state, because Polish capitalism couldn't go on anymore keeping the liberal facade. So the government is turning far right, also supporting the neo-Nazi movements, neo-Nazi organizations that are flirting with them, like ONR or Młodzież Wszechpolska, the All Polish Youth, are now more or less supported by the government. It remains the situation in Hungary, where Fidesz has a Jobbik as their little brother. Similarly here, the conservative party supports the more radical Nazis. Also, the defense ministry is trying to implement the plan to arm them as some sort of military units for the territorial defense, to arm the nationalist organizations, which will be very, very dangerous to anybody who's not a Polish white male. There is more and more racist attacks, and also this government is also trying to completely ban abortion in Poland, which is now very restricted already. But along with this, with all this repressive turn, that includes also the anti-terrorist bill, come some social programs, like giving 500 zloty for every child. So So there is still a big support because all the previous governments were brutally neoliberal, and this one is trying also to flirt with some social voters. So yeah, this sort of system could be called national socialism if we would be very strict.
We wanted in this point insert a short information about the fact that the new anti-abortion law was actually passed in the parliament in Poland on the 26th of September, and in fact it abolishes abortion, even if it endangers the life of the pregnant woman. Doctors have to wait until she starts dying to carry out an abortion. In any other case, carrying out an abortion for women and doctors is being punished by up to 5 years. Like, even if a woman carries out an abortion on herself and somehow it becomes publicly, she can be punished up to 5 years. So huge pro-choice protests were taking place in many different cities in Poland. And now, coming back to the political background of the new anti-terror law, which was implemented at the beginning of June in Poland, we wanted to give you a short insight in what this means for political movements and people who are involved in them. So it constrains the right to demonstrate in Poland due to the very vague definition of a terrorist action, which can provoke applications of nationwide security measures. And this state of exception situation allows the government to repress public protests very easily. Furthermore, the freedom of communication is very limited. Since the new laws, it is obligatory to register prepaid SIM cards, and these sanctions will not prevent any so-called crimes, but it restrains the rights of journalists and civilians, which have a right to their privacy. Also, the international security agencies are now allowed to access public databases, like the ones from Social Security Record Section, which means in German Melderegister, or the fingerprint database of the police. Also, the current rights of non-Polish citizens are being even more reduced, as there are already phone calls of non-citizens can be easily wiretapped now without court decision, and their fingerprints can be matched. And these racist steps are producing highly dangerous grounds for discrimination based on skin color and nationality. And also, the arrest of the three anarchists from Warsaw should be seen in the context of the implementation of these anti-terror laws. Also, to intensify the urgent need of this law, some anonymous false bomb alarms in public institutions were called in to create some kind of a very dangerous atmosphere within the people who live in the Polish territories.
The time of the arrest was didn't seem random for us, because around the very same time there was about a new anti-terror law about to be implemented in Poland, and this new anti-terrorist law gives much bigger power to the police and to Polish secret police, counterintelligence, and so on. Around the time of implementation of this law, except this incident, there was also another mysterious incident, another attempt of bombing in Wrocław, a series of phone calls with bomb alarms to central institutions of the state and media and so on. Clearly this sort of action showed in the media as a big success of the police that protected citizens from dangerous terrorists, was it was in favor of implementing this law, and clearly lined along with the government vision of the situation in the country. So that's perhaps why this case was, except the police action was also treated with a very big attention of the mainstream media that were trying to blow it out of proportion, speaking not only of arson but also attack on a police station, attempt of killing policemen, attempt of bombing the police station, generally speaking, using the terrorist story, tracing some connections with German Antifa or another militant groups in Europe, and all the time trying to impose some political motivations to this attack and put it, show it as a first step in some sort of civil war that might be started if the police doesn't step in. All this media covering seems to be a propaganda action around the new anti-terrorist law, whether directly ordered by the government or just coming from the same interests or same point of views. Anyway, it all laid along when they were arrested, and this narrative of state in danger was pumped through all radios, TVs, and newspapers, which remained silent anytime police shot someone or did some actually bigger crime. Now in Poland, the so-called public media are directly controlled by the government, and they are imposing the narrative of the ruling Conservative Party in a very blunt and obvious way. But also, you cannot really count on the opposition or liberal media that are rather independent from the government. They are still in the same political line of targeting anarchist movement as an enemy to democracy and to the public, and essentially any media that put emphasis on the solidarity side of this case or tried to support the arrested people and not the police version were underground independent small media that are run by the movement, generally leftist movement or anarchist movement, but mainstream from the far right through the mid right to the so-called left remains in any case like that remains always very pro-government and legalistic, which is to be expected. Obviously, all these actions that were taken against arrested three wouldn't be so easy to carry on if they weren't portrayed in the media as terrorists, as anarchists, and labeled with all these dangerous words. If the police would, for example, just say they arrested three random people that didn't actually do anything, but they seem to be a little dangerous, then it wouldn't sound so good, and there wouldn't be such a public allowance to treat them like that, and that would cause much bigger outrage. But in the conditions like we have now, carrying any solidarity campaign is harder, because first you need to get through all the mainstream media and police lies to explain the situation to broader general public. And also, I suppose in the future trial, they would have bigger chances of getting out without any consequences if the media would put more attention to pointing out the how weak are the police, how weak is the police version, how weak is the evidence, how actually nothing happened, and so on. But in this terrorist emotion, it clearly influences the court, the police, and it speeds up itself.
It is important to see all of these happenings in a broader European context, which shows that the political situation and the repression of emancipatory movements in Poland is not a single case.
So, looking at this case not only in a Polish perspective, but in broader European context, you can see a very parallel story set maybe a year earlier in the Czech Republic with the Phoenix operation, where also some very weak proofs made a basis for a very strong accusation of a terrorist plot, similar as here. And it's no accident, because all the services of police and secret services of European countries are working together, training, exchanging knowledge. So this sort of spectacular anti-terrorist operations like Phoenix was, like Pandora in Spain, or like the recent events in Italy, have similar scenario that is crafted in all this sort of secret conferences and trainings of police. And here in Poland, it wasn't, the strike wasn't as strong, because they arrested three people and only attempted some police riots on autonomous spaces, but it can still evolve towards this scenario known from other countries. So that's why I think also the international networks of solidarity are so important, and the mutual support of different different groups and circles in entire Europe and more broadly globally, because exchanging knowledge about the techniques of repression and exchanging support for the oppressed ones is what gives us the upper hand in confrontation with the states.
As we heard, all three imprisoned persons were freed. The first on September the 16th and the rest of them on 19th of September, due to a very surprising approval of the court to release the three on bail. For every one of the three, the Kurds want a bail of 20,000 zloty, so 60,000 zloty altogether, which is around 14,000 euros. How can this decision be understood in the context of the narrative being them supposedly so dangerous?
Considering that they were considered so dangerous, the recent decision of the court to release them might seem surprising, but it actually proves that we were right, saying that the police and prosecution doesn't have any solid proof and doesn't have any solid version. And the judge couldn't play along anymore. He had to say that actually the prosecution isn't taking any steps. It's just holding them in prison in hope that they will start to talk. And in this situation, there shouldn't be hold anymore in this custody. And by releasing them, the judge actually proved us right. But we also have to remember that they are still under very strict police control. They have to visit police station 7 days a week. They cannot meet with each other or witnesses in a case. And they cannot change their place of staying or leave the country. So they are still strictly observed by the state. This institution of visiting police station to remain somewhere is frequently used by Polish courts, but usually in most cases it's like once a week, twice a week, and they have to do it 7 days a week, which means every day. So we can imagine that it's hard to, I don't know, travel somewhere for a weekend even, or actually work or study, because every day in an office hours you have to come and sign the book in a police station that you are there. So this is somewhere in between being free and being arrested. Step from the house arrest. Still much better than being isolated in a single person security cell.
So, after all this, there is the big questions about what should be the next steps for the solidarity structures and how one can support the solidarity group and the three accused people.
For us, we are very, very happy that they are free now, because it makes their situation much better. But it doesn't mean the case is over, because the actual trial in court will start when the police and prosecution finishes their actions, which means that we still need to support them no less than when they were arrested. We will need... We will need, first of all, to spread knowledge, to advocate for them and speak about this whole situation, how it actually looked. We'll also need funds for the further legal steps, for lawyers, and also the bail we collected. Luckily, with the big support of a lot of people and groups from the country and abroad, is also partially borrowed and partially provided by families. So we are still collecting funds to pay this back, because we know it's a big burden for a family to come up with 20,000 zloty, for example. So yeah, we are still collecting funds and we are still building up the consciousness about this. And we are hoping that the trial will prove them unguilty. I would also like to say a big thank you for anybody who supported the case, either by spreading knowledge or collecting funds or doing solidarity actions that also were taking place through the summer. And all this, sometimes it seems like it's pointless, but this case shows that it's very important and it that the solidarity can actually bring freedom and very and support the support that you give to the arrested people can be very, very important to them and change their situation for better. So yeah, a big thank you, and don't forget about this case, because the fact that they are now free is a big step forward, but it doesn't end the whole issue.
We are also very, very happy that the three imprisoned are now more or less free. But as we heard, the fight is not over. Trials and lawyers cost a lot of money. The threat of punishment in this case is up to 8 years. So let's not forget about our comrades in Warsaw. Make solidarity actions, raise money and whatever else comes to your mind to also build up an international pressure. We, of course, demand the immediate close down of the prosecution. And for current information about the three anarchists of Warsaw, you can look up the website of the Solidarity Group, which is also available in many different languages. It is www.nowblocks.org.
That are burning this time.
It won't be the witches.
Welcome back to the Anarchist Radio. You just heard an interview with one person of the solidarity group of the three arrested anarchists in Warsaw. We would like to stay a bit in the territory of Poland, where a huge protest is taking place just now concerning the new legislation to ban abortion. The current legislation is one of the most restrictive ones in whole Europe. It is legally just possible to have an abortion when the pregnancy endangers the life of the pregnant woman. The life of the fetus is endangered, or the pregnancy resulted from rape or incest. In fact, even in these cases, abortions were often refused to women by hospitals. The number of abortions carried out legally in Poland is about 1,000 a year, and more than 150,000 women from Poland travel abroad to carry out abortions. The number of self-induced abortions may be much higher. Nevertheless, the newly passed anti-abortion law, which bans abortions with women punishable by up to 5 years, has united what has long been a relatively marginal feminist movement.
There were taking place huge demonstrations in whole Poland under the slogan Black Protest, inspired by the white protest of women in Iceland 1975, when women went on a strike for equal rights, not going to work, and stopped keeping up their households. Back then, the Iceland's economy was paralyzed by the strike for one day. Not only the new law is being refused by the black protest movement, they refused as well the old restrictive one and demand the right to carry out abortions legally and by own choice within the first 3 months of the pregnancy. Tomorrow, on the 3rd of October 2016, the women in Poland are being called upon to go on strike, which means taking a day off from work, refuse to go to church, which supported the ban of abortions, to take their daughters out of school and join the planned activities, like rallies, discussions and gatherings. This event is organized by different feminist groups, and unfortunately, as we see these tendencies everywhere in Europe, leftist parties arise and take over grassroots movements. This protest is also organized by the new right party RASEM, which means together. Until now, 100,000 agreed to join the strike. Even companies announced to stop working, and universities cancelled lectures in support of the protest. Coming Monday's general strike is a warning signal. If the government is not willing to back down from cruel legislation to ban abortion completely, tomorrow's strike will be just the beginning of a feminist struggle for women's choice over their own body.
On Monday, the 3rd of October, there will be not only the women's general strike taking place, there are solidarity demonstrations and actions in many cities all over the world to make clear that the attack on women's rights in Poland is an attack on women's rights everywhere, and to show solidarity with the struggle of the women who live in Poland. The black protest movement calls on to wear black to show also non-verbally solidarity. You can check the current situation under the hashtag Black Protest. So, for the moment, that's it. Thank you for listening. Support your local struggle. And we wish the striking women under the dictatorship of the far-right party Law and Justice in Poland a militant strike day tomorrow on the 3rd of October 2016. You can download or stream this show and the last shows on a-radio.net.
Bye-bye!
We say goodbye at the beginning of the night, when the rest of this little town will turn off their bedroom lights. We say goodbye before we hit the road, because the paths we've taken are the ones that everybody knows. We say goodbye with this fear in our hearts about the people who will do their best to tear our worlds apart. We say goodbye not knowing the next time we will meet, and if there's a chance that we will be alive, 'cause we don't know how far they will go with us this time. So let's tell each other that we love them whenever we can. Let's keep each other as safe as we possibly can. Be careful, keep quiet, most important of all. Don't push the ones you love far enough for them to fall. Cause when we fall, we can't stick together. We have to stick together. We have secrets, we have treasures, we have our plans, but they can never be measured by the ways of consequence. Cause we can't be sure how fucked up the state decides to react. So we burn notes, encrypt our messages, and find it hard to trust every single person that we are desperate to love. Cause those outside our circles are always the enemy to us. And we don't know how far they will go with us this time. So let's tell each other that we love them whenever we can. Let's keep each other safe as we possibly can. Be careful, keep quiet, most important of all. Don't push the ones you love far enough for them to fall. Cause when we fall, we can't stick together. We have to stick together. I see that you've been beaten. I see the cut you deep into your very existence. If you need to take some time, if you need to get away, we can all work together to find somewhere warm and try to stay. This will never be safe, this will never be easy. We will need to call our parents to let them know we're still breathing. But if we hold each other near every step of the way, then maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be better. So let's tell each other that we love them whenever we can. Let's keep each other safe as we possibly can. Be careful, keep quiet, most important of all. Don't push the ones you love far enough for them to fall. Cause when we fall, we can't stick together. We have to stick together.